Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A signature event for the Bachelor of Fine Arts candidates in photography at Louisiana Tech University is this week. The BFA exhibit showcases their work in a special viewing at the Enterprise Center. Joining me in a preview are Louisiana Tech photography professor Frank Hamrick and students Gary Guinigando and Ryan Emery Taylor. Welcome, all of you, to Lagniappe.
Thank you.
Frank, the culmination of studies for the students is presented in a body of work in this exhibition. Take us through what goes into preparing for this show.
Well, it starts out in the fall term where they work with Professor Jess Schramm, where they initiate their ideas, what they'd be interested in. This final year of their studies is different than the previous years where they have been focusing on learning techniques and methods. And during their final year, they get to pick a subject that they want to work on for the entire year. And it's not about learning how to use a particular camera or work in black and white or color. They get to do whatever they want. And then they, over the course of the fall and winter terms, refine that work to where they build up a body of work that's usually around 20 images. And then in the spring term, they start working with me on exhibiting that work and promoting it and not only just showing it at the university, what they're about to do now, but also preparing it to go out into the world afterwards, for whether it's for publications or for further exhibitions, and then using this body of work to either apply to graduate school or use as a portfolio to get into the photographic career.
Really a big step for them. And how does your role in this process play out? Does it increase as they prepare for this? Does it lessen somewhat? And
it's really about the same, but what I do is different. Like I said, I'm no longer necessarily focusing on teaching them how to use a camera or use a printer or any sort of software. It's really helping guide them as far as what do they want to say, making sure that the work has the right flow. With Gary's, his is very narrative, and so we work a lot on the sequence of the photographs, how they're hung on the wall, and then also with their written statements that goes with the work. Does the imagery match up with what their inspiration is?
Well, Ryan, share a little bit about the focus of your work and what you'll be sharing in the exhibit.
I am showing a series of photography transfers. And the concept is about memories I possessed, fantastical memories I had when I was a child. And I'm using my son and my little sister as main characters for the work.
What do you seek to recapture in recreating these childhood memories?
Very dreamlike, imaginative images that can't really possibly be recreated unless I have made these, you know, strange mm-hmm. concepts.
And tell us a little bit about how you prepare these, because you apply these pictures to wood?
Yes. Okay. I build my own panels, and then I use this medium transfer process to put the images onto the wood. They end up looking like paintings in the end.
What's the biggest challenge with this? Is it do you look more for atmosphere of the memory, or is it, you know, trying to get, you know, the exactness of that moment and how you remember it?
I think it's the experience of making the whole image is what I'm trying to get out of what is seen. It's really the whole experience is just, it's unpredictable. Mm-hmm. And that adrenaline rush of having the final image is what I'm
right
after.
Well, Gary, as Frank alluded to, you kind of work in the narrative and also draw upon movies. Tell us about that inspiration. What started that?
It's like an obsession of mine. I've been watching movies for a long time. Even if I'm doing something else, I always have a movie playing in the background. So I can always relate or find a situation that I think I've experienced through a movie. And that's where I got the idea from. Whenever I, in a situation like right now, we're in a radio station, mm-hmm. I think of, is there a movie I've experienced where I've seen a radio station? For instance, I can think of the original The Fog.
Right.
Where Adrian Barbeau is on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's something like, I think of something like that.
With the interest in movies, does your work then transfer more to a character or a particular scene?
Kind of both. Mostly the whole scene first comes to mind. And then I'll think of maybe someone I know, like a friend, classmate, or someone
mm-hmm.
that is similar to that character in the movie, and I'll put them in that scene and then maybe come up with an idea. If it's not quite the same, I'll, you know, modify it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, what has this experience meant for you and you know, lending to projects down the road? What are your future plans?
Well, I have a photography business. You know, I'll do work for hire, but I'd also like to do commercial work sometime.
Mm. And Ryan, for you, what has this experience been like?
It's been great. I've learned so much over the past 4 years. I'm really sad to leave Louisiana Tech, but I hope to learn more in grad school and continue to exhibit and hopefully eventually have some of my artwork in a collection in a gallery or museum.
Well, Frank, an opening reception takes place this week. Tell us more about that and about the run of the exhibit coming up.
There are 10 photographers in the exhibit. It's called Parallax, the 2013 BFA Photography Exhibition. It opens this Friday, April 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Enterprise Center in Ruston, which is located at 509 West Alabama Avenue. And the exhibition runs through Friday, May 17th and will be open during normal business hours.
Someone would like to find out more information. How could they do so?
They could contact Doreen Cordell at 318-257-3890 or email her at doreen@latech.edu.
Well, Ryan, Gary, Frank, thank you all for joining us and congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.